This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
A few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Nashville, Tennessee. Folks, a heat wave out here, 42 degrees. We left 16 below just a couple days ago. Now we're in here in this wonderful heat wave we have at Nashville. Is 42 degrees. But aside of that, folks, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, I want to go back real quick, and I just want you to listen carefully as to what was going on over the break. Again, here the conservatives are broadcasting what? Promulgating nothing but propaganda. Here we hear again none other than, well, here for all of you libertarians, namely, that love the Pauls, Ron Paul and Rand Paul. Is it not interesting, America, that Rand Paul, a constitutionalist, would sit there and say he will have nothing to do with repealing Barack Hussein Obama's illegal, unconstitutional Obamacare, which was contrived out of thin air? It was fabricated, friends. The delegation of authority was never given to government to go ahead and lay a health care tax on the people by force in any sense of the word, because it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. But again, this shows you how the game is played, America. Either it's through sheer ignorance, Hosea 4:6, or what it is, folks, they know exactly what they're doing. Again, Rand Paul said he will have nothing to do with repealing Barack Hussein Obama's unconstitutional, therefore illegal, folks, act called Obamacare unless it's replaced, he said. That's the important word here. He said he will have nothing to do with the repealing of Obamacare unless it's replaced. Well, why would he want to replace Obamacare if it was illegal in the first place? And being a constitutionalist that he is, I don't think Rand Paul's stupid in any sense of the word, but why is he wanting to replace what he knows is unconstitutional? Because they know that the American people hate Barack Hussein Obama. They know that the American people, which a good majority of them profess to be the conservatives, the right, as you call yourselves. They know that they have to play up to the whims of the people, folks. But you need to keep in mind what Roosevelt said back in the 30s, that nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. So don't think for one moment, friends, that they did not know that they were going to get to the point in which they're at today. Let's appease the people. Let's repeal Obamacare. And then here comes one that has the trust of the people for a good portion of the American people. They do trust the likes of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. And here comes Rand Paul and says, let's go ahead and replace it now. Let's get rid of what Barack called it, and let's name it what we want to name it. But, folks, the fact of the matter is both sides are committing an illegal act, regardless. So, again, I would ask the question, and I would lay to the candor of those that want to repeal and replace Obamacare. Let me ask you the question, where did you derive your authority? Because it was not delegated to you by the people, just food for thought. And furthermore, friends, if I might, go back to the right again. Let's go back to the Republican Party and just hit off on this for a moment, because I'm talking line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what's going on in your country today. I have a question for you, friends. If the right is doing the right thing all the time, how is there a left? Let me just give it to you a different way today. Because, America, either you're going to wise up as to how this works, because what you need to take notice of, friends, as to what's going on concerning what's going on the Republican side of the aisle, everybody's going back to sleep again, and you better bet your bottom dollar your enemy knows you're going back to sleep, so they're just going to put their propaganda under the guise of the good guy now. That's all they're doing. I want you to listen to what your enemies even noticed this last week, friends. If you remember nothing else of this brand new Republican Congress, remember this, that their first official act was to eliminate an independent ethics committee that watched them. And guess what, America? The good guys that you call the right, the Republicans, they did it with a secret meeting. And now I just highlighted the fact that even your enemies noticed it. Did you know that the New York Times just recently posted, with no warning, House Republicans vote to gut the Independence Ethics Office? Why would they want to remove those that were watchdogging them if, in fact, they were doing nothing unlawful or illegal in any step of the way? But what it comes back to again, America, I want you to listen to me carefully. If you remember nothing else of this up-and-coming new Republican Congress, and keep in mind, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, keep in mind their first official act was to eliminate an independent ethics committee that watched them. In other words, friends, they don't want oversight. They don't want anybody over the top of them telling them what they must do, which, again, shows you who they work for, because it's not me or you, America. And until you wake up to the fact as to what I'm telling you right now, friends, nothing's going to change. And exactly what Rand Paul is doing right now, I will have nothing to do with Obamacare, the repealing of Obamacare, unless it's replaced, knowing all the while it's illegal. That's all they want to do is change the name of it. And then, folks, guess what? It's the same exact unlawful act. But let's go back to what Daniel Webster rightly said long ago. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. I must confess that I do apprehend some danger, said Daniel Webster. I fear that they may place a too implicit confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make the people intelligent, and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong, and they will apply the remedy. Folks, I always want to not magnify the crime. Though I expose the crime, I want to magnify your understanding by giving you knowledge of what is lawful and unlawful, by always pointing back to the Bible and the Constitution of the United States of America. And I will not fail to do so concerning any topic in which I highlight here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. It's one thing to keep talking in circular reason. The dog keeps chasing his tail, but he can just never come to any result by actually getting a hold of it. Well, that's what you're caught up into right now. And I also want to remember, and I want you to remember, and I want you to all remember, friends, what Mark 8:15. It was Jesus that said, beware of believing the doctrine of the hypocritical church, the Pharisees. And he also said to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, the doctrine of corrupt government. Again, that's found in Mark 8:15. Mark 8:15. So why are we in the position today that we're in? And speaking of which, friends, speaking of hypocrisy to the max as to what we're seeing with Rand Paul, what we're seeing with the Republicans.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. Get Bradley Dean broadcasting live from Nashville, Tennessee. Folks, we have a heat wave here. It's 42 degrees. We just left minus 16 in Minnesota. We're going to be here for a couple days, and we will be back doing what we are and will be continuously doing in the days ahead. Wanted to let you know if you wanted to call in at any time, we are hooked up on Comrax 1-866-582-9933. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to weigh in at any time. Also wanted to let you know if you want to check us out on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And again, folks, that phone number is 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, taking it line upon line, precept upon precept, and manifesting the counsels in which need to be bestowed upon the American people, it's interesting to note as well, friends, we were just talking about hypocrites in government today. We were exposing Rand Paul for saying that if the Republicans want to repeal Obamacare, then he's not going to do anything or have any part to play with that until it's replaced. And interestingly enough, everything about Obamacare is unlawful. Again, read Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. So therefore, they're acting as outlaws, but you need to know that before you can actually deal with them. Now you have the information needed to actually execute the law under judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. Speaking of hypocrites, folks, it's interesting. The Washington Examiner, folks, they tell on their own. It's interesting. Reminds me of Bugsy Siegel back in the 30s speaking to the mob. He said, we never kill anybody outside of our own. And it's exactly what the enemy does, friends. He kills his own without fail. The Washington Examiner reported that the foreigner and criminal in the People's White House, Barack Hussein Obama, he'll be building a mansion in the D.C. District area. Now, Mr. Pro-Amnesty, interestingly enough, and here's another exhibition of his hypocrisy every step of the way, and he does the exact opposite of what he says. Isn't it interesting how it's interesting that he is willing to subject the American people to criminals, to illegals, you know, away with those governors that are enforcing border control. You know, we don't want a wall. We want everybody to come into the United States of America. No, he wants them to come here because they don't have the support within. Therefore, they have to ruin America by bringing support without illegally. But the reason I'm saying all that is because I want you to understand, again, the hypocrisy of Barack Hussein Obama and how much he is a criminal and how much he is a foreigner. But they're building a new mansion in the D.C. district area, and it's interesting to know, friends, he wants to, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say he wants, but he is. Again, the Washington Examiner is reporting that he actually is building a wall around his new mansion. Did you hear what I said? He's building a wall around his new mansion in Washington, D.C. Isn't it interesting? You know, his pal Paul Ryan, too, if you remember on December 15th of 2015, Paul Ryan, he's supposed to be one of the good guys, too. Isn't it interesting how he gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted concerning illegal immigration? And they call them undocumented citizens, friends, but they're illegals coming into America. How you are going to be flipping the bill for illegals coming into this country through his $1.1 trillion omnibus bill. Did you know that Mr. Pro-Amnesty, the good guy again, Paul Ryan, friends, did you know that he's got a wall around his house as well? Do you not understand, America? These people are not working for you, because if they were working for you and not special interest groups, why is it that they have to have such high detail when it comes to their security and protecting them from the people that they're supposed to serve? I mean, I have friends and I have film of documentaries back in the 50s where Harry S. Truman is walking up and down the streets in Washington, D.C., shaking the hands of his constituents. He wasn't behind a wall of security guards or Secret Service, friends. But, America, you've given these people the permission to act in such a fashion that they believe that they're kings and queens in this country when nothing could be further from the truth. As a matter of fact, when you read the Constitution of the United States of America, title of nobility is not granted here in America, but yet they act accordingly. And, folks, again, what are we talking about here? We're talking about how the Washington Examiner is reporting that the foreigner and criminal Barack Hussein Obama is building a wall around his new mansion in Washington, D.C., and in the likes of Paul Ryan, he did the exact same thing. They're so pro-amnesty, folks, that they have to build a wall around themselves to protect them from you and the foreigners that are coming into the United States of America illegally. Oh, and by the way, speaking of illegals, did you see there's a post going across the boards of a Muslim in America who came from Syria, who's got 11 children. And did you know that he's living on welfare because the father claims to suffer from migraines? No, I'm not kidding you, because you can't make this stuff up. But, folks, it's a post going across the boards, and, of course, we validated it. And it's called Labor Voters, 11 children all living on welfare while you're flipping the bill, America. All 11 of his children are living on welfare because he claims to be suffering, friends, from migraines. Now, for those that don't understand as to what's going on here, you guys all know what forward pivot is, right? Where they want to weigh down the system and bring so many people in and put them on welfare that it will break and cause the financial system to collapse. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. But did you also know that for the Muslims, it's also a sign of conquering to go into foreign countries and actually bleed them sisters of finances because they believe that it's owed to them? What's interesting is the Muslims, the refugees coming into the United States of America, listen to what I'm telling you, into the United States of America, Muslim refugees, 91.4% of Muslim refugees coming into the United States of America are on food stamps. And did you also know that 68.3% of Muslims coming into America labeled refugees are on cash welfare? That means your government is reallocating tax dollars illegally to give to these Muslims to live off of, friends. See, they forget to mention with these statistics, though, that these figures tend to remain more or less permanent, listen carefully, with Muslim migrants. As a matter of fact, a very small minority integrate themselves into the job market or make efforts to educate themselves and get them out of the welfare system, friends. As many European figures show, the Prophet Muhammad was orphaned, just so you understand the doctrine, friends, illiterate and jobless. He sustained himself on committing crimes, America. The Prophet Muhammad was orphaned, he was illiterate, and he was jobless. And he sustained himself on committing crimes. So, folks, education and employment is not an important factor here. In addition, the Quran encourages Muslims to, listen to this, to collect jizya, that's blood tax, from kafirs, that's me and you. That means non-Muslims. And welfare is looked upon as jizya, okay? Collecting money from non-Muslims is considered a legal entitlement since the kafir is not entitled to any land or laws to their own anywhere, meaning their presence on a land or country of their own is a theft or occupation of what should be Muslim land. So America, guess what? All these illegals coming into America, living off the welfare system, me and you working 24/7 to pay taxes to keep America afloat, while you have criminals that call themselves representatives reallocating our tax dollars to give to illegals, along with the good guys such as Paul Ryan and others, friends, that fund them through omnibus bill by laying a $1.1 trillion bill on our backs. And by the way, do you remember, going back to Paul Ryan, this is important, do you remember how he sold that $1.1 trillion omnibus bill when he threw it on our backs to fund the illegals? Don't you remember that he talked about how there would be a discount? In other words, they gutted a certain amount of money, I believe it was between $500 and $600 million, that wouldn't be laid on the $1.1 trillion bills, as is to suggest that Paul Ryan's actually paying or flipping the bill to have these illegals come in the first place? No, folks, they're bought and paid for. Remember last week, and we're going to be talking about this in the up and coming days, because we're not done with what we were talking about on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Remember when Harry S. Truman said that in politics, you cannot become rich unless you're a crook? Isn't it interesting how these individuals are cashing in by passing these bills against we the people? And it, again, friends, only shows you who these people work for, and we're going to be getting to that on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. But let me go back to the Muslims that believe that when they go into foreign countries, that it's owed to them to live off the backs of their prospective countries. Did you know when we take a look at Muslims from the East, namely those who are plundering the countries that they are entering, did you know that, for example, in Denmark, did you know that 450% more crimes are committed by Muslims than non-Muslims? And this is what they want to bring into the United States of America. Remember how I just highlighted the fact of those that are on welfare, how it's legally owed to them for some reason, it's blood tax?
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you'd like to call in at any time, we're broadcasting live on Nashville. 42 degrees out here, folks. Heat wave. Minnesota was minus 16 when we left. We're going to be out here for a couple days. But again, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about how in the United States of America, Muslim refugees, 91.4% are on food stamps. Did you know that? So when you're getting up every morning, working your backside off to make ends meet, to provide for you and your family, don't forget a big portion of that is to support not only you and your family, but also to illegals coming into the United States of America, which are called Muslim refugees, which, by the way, in many cases are not here to assimilate. They're here to plunder, and that's exactly the fruit of what we've seen with these individuals. 91.4% are on food stamps. 68.3% are on cash welfare. That means they get cash. Hey, folks, you know, one of the things I've been doing over the last 15 years on radio is always throwing scripture into the mix so you can understand that it's always founded upon the rock. And when I talk about much of Deuteronomy 28 and how there's 15 blessings and there's 55 curses, well, America is under the delusion that they're still under the curse. Well, the children of God are, because we understand outside of that, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And when I'm talking about America, I want you to understand that there's no doubt that we're under the judgments of God. No matter who becomes the president of the United States of America, it's for the people to decide to the direction of this country as they either follow the Christ or they follow Satan himself. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to be very specific, because there's a lot of biblically illiterate people out there that when I bring up scripture that they just can't make the correlation. Now, keep in mind, Jesus always taught in parables, and he always taught in the natural, teaching them in the spiritual, because the Bible tells us that the natural man receives not the concerned. So I want to make it a little simpler for you, and I want to paint the picture, and I want to spell it out for you. We are under the judgments of God. As a matter of fact, what we're talking about right now is Muslim infiltration, and we're seeing across Europe right now, again, friends, listen carefully, how they're advocating what God condemns, those prospective governments, and now they're being plundered by illegals that are coming in, raping, killing, breaking the financial system by living off the welfare systems. And folks, they're being used only to destroy on the behalf of their New World Order monkey minion, those that are calling the shots. And they don't realize that neither. And so what we need to do is we need to get our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, so we can understand and discern the times as the sons of Issachar knew. But going back to judgments, folks, what we're seeing is the Lord is forewarning us what's coming into America, and we're seeing it happen right now, namely by the statistics that I'm giving you. But did you know that literally in Deuteronomy 28, verse 33, again, just showing you great specificity concerning the judgments of God in America, you don't need a prophet telling you what's coming up down the road, friends, because we're already in it right now. It's raining hard, the judgments of God. When it says Deuteronomy 28, verse 33, it says, "The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which you know not shall eat up, and you shall only be oppressed and crushed always." Let me read that again. "The fruit of thy land and all of your labors shall a nation which you know not shall eat up, and thou shalt only be oppressed and crushed always." Now, why is it that you're being oppressed by a system to take away what belongs to you and what you agree to concerning taxation? Because we have representation, or at least that's what we're told. Because we don't have taxation without representation, right? But in saying that, friends, how is it that they're taking your money and giving it over to those that mean to destroy your country? Well, again, Deuteronomy 28:33 tells us, "Under judgment, because you refuse to hear my commandments, to uphold my judgments and my statutes, to keep and to do them, this is what's going to happen to that nation." It's exactly verbatim what's happening to this country right now. Again, what have we been talking about? Muslim refugees, 91.4% on food stamps in America, 68.3% on cash welfare. And isn't it interesting that when you see these people, folks, oftentimes they have pretty nice cars, don't they? They have newer cars, and they have nice little pads to sit back and relax and do a whole lot of nothing. Well, they live off the backs of people like me and you that want to work. And by the way, that doesn't apply just to the Muslims. That applies to anybody on a welfare system. And furthermore, I would even lay to your candor, America, where is it constitutional that we should have a welfare system in the United States of America anyways? Hey, as Jesus told us in the book of Thessalonians, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. Now, are there people that need help? Absolutely, there is. And I'm not saying everybody's a bad apple, friends. I'm just saying I'll tell you how it works with a whole lot of hard work. That's how it works. And that whole lot of hard work to be fruitful in what you're called to do applies to every human being on this planet, regardless of who you are, if you're able-bodied before God. But again, we're talking about individuals that are coming into this country that believe it's their legal right, friends, to come in. Their legal entitlement is the proper word, since the kafar, the unbeliever, is not entitled to any land or laws of their own anywhere, meaning their presence on a land or country of their own is a theft of occupation or of what should be Muslim lands. Okay? So you are under judgment, just highlighting that, and just to show you where judgment is falling heavily right now. It's sprinkling in America, but it's storming in Europe right now. For example, if we take a look at Muslims from the East who are plundering the countries that they're entering, I want to go back to one of the things that was talked about concerning those Muslims that come here and believe that it's their legal entitlement to live off the backs of the people, namely to the countries that they infiltrate. And it was interesting to note as well that the Prophet Muhammad, of hell himself, he was orphaned, illiterate, and jobless, and he sustained himself on crime. Well, let's go over and see how far the apple falls from the tree, friends, because what you're going to see is the apple doesn't fall too far from that tree. So if we go to Denmark, speaking of living off of crime, did the Prophet Muhammad, 450% more crimes were committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. These are illegal immigrants. These are, folks, as you're told to the state-controlled narrative, these are the Muslim refugees. They need your help. Now, friends, let me take you back a step. When you go off the doctrine in which these people have been fed for thousands of years, and they live in war-torn nations, folks, when they live in war-torn nations, are they going to open up their eyes and realize it's the doctrine that they're feeding on that brings about war and desolation in all of their path and in their countries? And, folks, let me bring it to you, America. Do you not realize that if they've left war-torn nations, desolate nations, do you not understand that they're going to reproduce the same thing here in America as they did in the countries that they themselves came from? Because to think otherwise, you have got to be out of your mind. You're irrational. I mean, speaking to some people, folks, is like trying to minister medicine to a dead horse. It just doesn't apply, does it? Now, folks, I want you to listen to this again. The Prophet Muhammad was orphaned. He was illiterate and jobless. And he sustained himself on crime. Why don't... When these individuals, why don't they put their time and their effort into education? Because, again, Scripture tells us people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why don't they read Proverbs 1, 2, 3, and 4? And furthermore, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, to understand that we need to be educated, and we also need to fight in the process, the good fight of faith, to get to the top of the hill. Because you know as well as I do, if you're successful at anything, friends, you didn't get on the top of the mountain because you fell there. No, it means you worked to get yourself there. But again, going back to the Prophet Muhammad, he sustained himself on crime, and keep in mind again, friends, education and employment were not important factors. I mean, folks, you want to talk about shooting yourself in the foot? That's exactly what these people have been feeding on. Education and employment is not an important factor. No, just live off the prospective countries in which you are plundering. That's what's happening, friends. Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. That is 780 crimes committed by Muslim migrants a day in Germany. But again, friends, keep in mind, it's their legal entitlement to live off of these people, and education, America, and employment is not an important factor for these people. What do you think they're going to do when they come to America? What do you think they're going to do when they're lured into this country by illegals? If they come in illegally, what do you think they're going to do when they get here? How are they going to act out? They're going to act out illegally. When we go to Sweden, we can see that 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. That's 77% of all rapes committed by Muslims. That's less than 2% of the population. I wonder how that's going to fare here if we begin to see that in America. Because we're beginning to see this in America. And it's interesting to note who these Muslims lay for, the weak and the defenseless. And they do it in gangs, friends. Again, Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. Let's go over to England real quick. Again, understand, friends, that the Prophet Muhammad, the devil himself incarnate during that particular time, he lived off of committing crimes. And I want you to hear this again. I'm going to reiterate this point on the show. Hey, folks, education and employment, they were not important for these people to actually take on to get out of the positions that they were at. Folks, that is the reprobate state. We need to educate ourselves and understand what's coming down the road. Because, friends, we can look at Scripture and we can look at the fruit of it over in other countries as God is faithfully warning America again as to what's coming to America if we don't put a stop to this now. When we go to England and we go to Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Folks, We're going to take a quick break. You got Bradley Dean live from Nashville, Tennessee. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean broadcasting live from 42 degree weather, a heat wave here in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be here for a couple days, and then we'll be back in Minnesota. We will be back in Minnesota, folks, minus 16 when we left 2 days ago. Aside of that, friends, we've been talking about the USA, Muslim refugees, 91.4% are on food stamps and 68.3% are on cash welfare. Friends, I've been talking about over the last first, second, and third segments, how the Muslims believe that it's their legal entitlement to receive this blood tax from kafirs. That means non-Muslims such as myself and you. And what we're doing is highlighting right now the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to the Prophet Muhammad, when he himself sustained himself on crimes that he committed. And also keep in mind, friends, education and employment is not an important factor among the Muslims. It's to plunder the respective countries. And when you look at what they've come from, war-torn, desolate countries, friends, you need to understand that they're going to bring that with them. It's like rabies. I remember it was actually the foreign prime minister out of England, Winston Churchill, who said that the Muslim religion is like rabies in a dog. Well, you better remember, friends, that that rabies, regardless of where he has it, he's going to spread it. And it can happen in their country or it can happen over here, but it's up to you to put your foot down on it and say enough is enough. So let's go back again and let's just give you some stats concerning these Muslims that are going into countries and what they're bringing with them. They're bringing the rabies with them, America. England and Wales, over 58% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. Just wanted to let you know that. In Belgium, speaking of the Muslims and their crimes, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up of only 6% of that country's population. Let me say that again. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of that population. That's crazy numbers. That means a small portion of these, concerning the populations in these countries, friends, of Muslims are committing the majority of the crimes. When you go to the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% population. We can also see these poor victims, folks, are over in the UK now. They now have a Muslim mayor. They have Muslims on the TSA. I have a pilot friend of mine who tells us that things are getting really bad over there, as have we heard that from people that actually live over there right now, that they're beginning to become worried about the situation. They're like in Germany, friends, because if you remember rightly, about a week and a half ago, we highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com that the people in Germany felt that they didn't or weren't sure that they had absolute control concerning those Muslims that were coming into their country any longer. So that's exactly what it's all about. It's all planned from start to finish. But keep in mind again, friends, this is the finger of God in judgment, promising what he would do to a country that disobeyed him. And to further prove the point, I talked about Deuteronomy 28:33. What about 28:50 in the book of Deuteronomy concerning the judgments of God? A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. That's exactly what we see concerning these individuals and the fruit that they bear, friends. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, just like their father in so many different ways. Now, again, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm telling you the percentage right now, and it seems to be a good percentage of them, friends. It's just the way it works. When you go to the United States of America, as I've been highlighting, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. That means you are flipping the bill, as are 68.3% of Muslims in the United States of America receiving cash welfare for doing absolutely nothing but bringing crime with them. Now, when we talk about Muslim migration, which has doubled in the last decade since 9/11, now just keep that in mind too, friends. Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11. Instead of actually dealing with them, what we've had is our representatives actually advocate them coming into the United States of America. Not assimilating, keep in mind again, friends, only to come to plunder. And that's exactly what we're seeing from these individuals that are coming to America now, stating that they are not subject to American law. They are above American law because they've watched the usurper-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal sodomite himself, violate and transgress the Constitution over 1,083 times. Well, he's only led the way to encourage those to do the same things that he has done, and that's exactly what he's done. And furthermore, America, you've allowed him to entertain these people in the People's White House and to fund them, to aid them, to abet them, friends, which is a violation of law. It's treason, America, Article 3, Section 3. So let's go over to the 60% of migrants to what's coming across the border on the southern border. Let me go back to this point here, though. I wanted to just throw this at you just to reinforce and to solidify my point here. Did you also know that 60% of those that are coming into America, namely the Muslims, that they favor Sharia law? Only to prove my point. 60% of the migrants coming from Muslim nations favor Sharia law. And just for the sake of time, again, read Deuteronomy 28:15-68. Going over to the southern border, did you know that there was 68.57 illegal aliens imprisoned to every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens imprisoned for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens? So they're bringing the crime with them, friends. And if you see and pay attention to what's going on with Barack Hussein Obama, you also know that he has been giving clemency over the last week to those that have committed felonies in American prisons to release them outside of, don't think about just that, outside of the illegals that have come across the borders that have committed the acts of felony that are in American prisons. He's released 68,000 of them. A good portion, folks, going back to even Guantanamo Bay, keep in mind he's released known terrorists back to the Middle East only to re-engage warfare against the United States on another day, if they already haven't. So just think about what I'm telling you right now, just to show you that your enemy is not out. He is not without. He is within as well as without, friends. Matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama commuted the sentences of 111 federal inmates just back in August, and 96 of whom were in prison for cocaine trafficking. Why is he doing that? Because they want to create domestic insurrection. Don't forget that. And you can mark my words on what I'm telling you, friends. It is the communists hard at work attempting to create domestic insurrection so they can attack without and within. And they want the people, just like after September 11th, they want you, America, begging them, namely the government, to be the problem solvers. When in fact, folks, we spent the whole 3 days on showing you how many of them in government were actually throughout history, recent history, that were actually responsible for committing the act of terror, who later confessed in writing or orally, friends. So you need to understand again how this whole game works. And once you figure out their game, it's all over for them. Let me nail a couple more stats here for you. There were 97.2 illegal in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1 citizens and legal non-citizens imprisoned per 100,000 citizen and legal non-citizens. Here, I'll make it simple for you. There were 54.85 illegals imprisoned for every 100,000 illegals in Florida, compared to 67.8 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. Now, these are the people that you've been told by the state-controlled media that need help. Okay? These are the ones that contribute to society, we have been told by the useful idiots in the press. All right? Did you also know that there was 168.75 illegals in prison for 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12 legal immigrants imprisoned for every 100,000 legal immigrants? I mean, folks, you can't make this stuff up. And again, keep in mind, these were called by the state-controlled media contributors to society when in fact they're nothing but a bunch of leeches and criminals, friends. Leeches and criminals. And again, friends, I want to emphasize the point. I am not talking about a foreign nation here. I'm talking about the United States of America. How come we're not hearing the church preach out against the sins of those in this country? Because when you look at the professed church today, they're responsible for where we're at today. How come we're not hearing the conservatives tell you the issues of the day? How come we're not hearing the conservatives highlight the fact that, folks, you are under attack? Because that's just too radical. Friends, you're in radical times. And don't ever forget that. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Nashville, Tennessee. Just want to tell you thank you very much for listening today. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. And keep in mind, deeds, friends, deeds, not words only. Okay? We'll talk to you in 23. Again, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.